Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I think I'm going to... I'm not thinking. I've tried something new.
Oh.
I'm playing a card. Like, you know in life when you get to play a card?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's like, oh, I do this particular job, or I'm like, I'm an uncle now and I can play the I'm the fun uncle card, mm-hmm. or like there's different...
Or I've been sick, so I've been playing the I'm sick, I can't possibly do any of the laundry or the dishes card.
Playing the sado card. I'm thinking about playing a new card for the first time in my life.
What have you got in your deck?
Dumb husband.
Ah.
Yes, I and this...
It's been a while. You've been married for, you know, 3 years So this is a late play of the card.
But I guess this is an official playing of the card because it has nothing to do... It's not like a face-to-face playing of the card.
Mm-hmm.
It's through email, through customer service. So for Mother's Day, my wife wanted a particular set of pajamas and it was actually really helpful. I wanted to get her something for her first Mother's Day. She was like, I want something like nice and cozy, like
cute.
And like our son, he we could cuddle up into my in my new pajamas. And I got her these pajamas. When she got them, it was one of those things where she's like, oh, I actually don't really like these as much in person. Like, it's hard on the website.
It is hard when you order things online,
And so like on Mother's Day, she's like, I'm so sorry. Like I know that I asked you to get me these. But like, can we return them so that I could get something else? And I was like, yeah, of course. I've never made a return online.
Are you serious?
I've never made a return online. So I don't know what... I was like, yes, I can do that. And then I just assumed that it would happen, like through goodwill and force of nature.
Well, you usually just go to the website and click on returns.
This is what I have been told now.
Okay.
So I didn't know this. So eventually, and I was like, oh, yeah, and my wife was like, oh, have you returned the thing? I was like, oh, no, I'll do that. I'll do that. Again, in my brain going, I don't know what to do. And I'm looking
Mother's Day was weeks ago, nearly
It was months ago. It was just over a month and a half ago. And so I'm looking at like my email. I've only got a shipping confirmation with an order number, but there's no place on where to click returns and blah, blah. And then finally this week I was
You're waiting for a button that's like red and flashing.
Yeah, return, return, return. Again, because I've never made a return online before. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Right.
And so I like finally get someone's like, oh, there's like if you type in that that online store and write the word returns, it'll take you to a link. And lo and behold, there it was. And then unfortunately in the fine print, it's like,
oh, no.
You have 30 days to return this item. And that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. So I, before I'd gone to the website and figured this out, I'd sent an email to like my shipping email just being like, hi, I'd like to make a return, please. How do I do this?
And this hello, lovely, sir.
slash madam. I don't know. I'm speaking to the company as a whole. And so they were like, oh, hey, like, thanks for reaching out. Please lodge return via this link, blah, blah, blah. Let us know if there's anything else I can assist you with. And so I've looked at it and I've put in the code and it's like, you've missed the expiry date. So now this is when I have now decided.
Have you told your wife at this point that it's done?
Yeah. It's great. Everyone's super happy in the house. But this is what's led me to play the card of the dumb husband because I was like, oh, damn. Here's what I wrote back.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Hi, Lily. Thank you so much for getting back to me and helping me out. This was a gift from my wife for her first Mother's Day. It seems that I've missed the cutoff date, unfortunately, from what I can see on the website, as I've been struggling to figure out how to make the return because I've never done one of these. I don't do many online orders, sorry. Ha ha. Thank you for your help nonetheless. And now I'm just waiting for the... Like,
have they responded?
No, they haven't. I sent this email
I mean, who
late
could deny
afternoon.
Such a dumb of a husband?
I'm just a husband trying to do the right thing for my wife's
first ever Mother's Day.
And so, yeah, dumb husband card has been played. Will it be effective? Mm-hmm. It took 3 days for them to reply to my initial email.
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking by close of business Monday, I should have a response and see if the dumb husband card has worked and I can get this return.
I mean, if they're a good, like, local business, they should...
Not local.
Oh, damn.
Definitely national.
A good small business.
Nah, they were pretty large, pretty very popular.
I don't know what chances you've got with the dumb husband card, but I'm hoping it gets you over the line.
Because essentially what I've done is I've just thrown on a like draw 50 and I'm hoping they don't throw a reverse card down on the pack and
just
I'm done.
Check those pajamas up on Facebook Marketplace.
Get the money back.
Get the money back and then go and buy the real ones.
Yeah, all right. I'm a dumb husband and I've played the card as well. So it's fantastic to me.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I'm going to start off by saying I'm not a doctor. I know.
Okay. Kevin McAllister Home Alone page. If you're listening right now and you assume Jess was a doctor, call up. Tell us your full name.
I'm not a doctor. You're in trouble. I'm not a scientist. My math skills are quite poor as well.
I can't drive.
However, how dare you?
Yep. Yeah, a lot.
You don't.
Sorry, are we talking about your flaws? I'm so confused. I thought I was helping.
I saw an article and I got very excited about this because there has been a huge step forward, a huge advancement in technology and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all coming from Australia. Which is massive.
Pretty fair income.
It is pretty fair income. So I'm going to attempt to tell you what's happened, but without any sort of medical background.
So like if I ask any questions, that's real like red
flag. Don't ask any questions.
Okay.
I will try my best to answer whatever you ask, but try and avoid it. There's been a huge breakthrough in human gene editing.
I've seen something about this. As soon as I saw the word gene editing, I thought, well, that's, I'm sure for someone who understands this, this would be great news. I'll go on with my day, moving on until somebody tells
me. It's massive. And this is all coming out of Australia. Australian scientists and doctors.
Like yourself.
Have been working on this for a while. I'm sure that plenty of other countries have done it, but we're the ones who have cracked it.
All right, what's the bare bones?
Okay, so essentially, it's a thing.
Good start. Wow. Oh, wow. I feel like I'm sitting in town hall watching you up on stage doing a great speech.
It's a technique that's been designed by these scientists that allows scientists to snip out undesirable bits of DNA and replace them with good bits. So essentially, things that we'll be able to do in the future, hopefully, it might cure things like muscular dystrophy, Huntington's disease, certain cancers,
so this is
Alzheimer's. Like, this is a game changer thing that's been developed here in Australia.
Okay.
Huge.
Definitely better than, like, what you've really followed up there with all that information is so much better than a thing. Because I was really confused at what the thing
could
be.
It's like a thing. Right. It's the possibilities of this gene editing.
So is this kind of like if I start maybe getting a muscular disease that affects the use of my right arm and like the muscles start fading away, they could replace the DNA
with gene editing. They will be able to pinpoint the DNA that is causing it.
They will be able to, or they're hopeful?
They're hopeful.
Okay.
And then once they can pinpoint that specific DNA, they will be able to replace it with a good existing DNA, I think.
Yeah, okay. Can we get a doctor?
We might need to get a doctor because this is a remarkable breakthrough. This is huge.
From what I've been told by people around me, this is massive news. I myself don't understand what this means.
No, but I have been informed. There's so many possibilities of things that it could do if they're able to harness it in certain ways.
Right.
Like they were even talking in this, like moving on from just humans, they could be able to tackle global warming by disabling the gene that makes cows fart. Like, you know how cows, like, the release
the methane, yeah.
Yeah, they could potentially alter their DNA.
It's not just cows farting. It's just cows themselves and, like, the cows doing poo.
The toots.
Yeah, it's not their it's just the toots. Sorry, I know you're the doctor, but I would like to challenge you on that one.
Look, if I can find an expert to talk to about this, I think it's quite remarkable.
I think you've covered it pretty well. I think we're all pretty much on the same page
of what's
going on.
We need to pat ourselves on the back. Well done, Australia. We've done it again.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go to the internet and make sure that's all right. But thank you very much for having a good try.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Harvey Norman Electrical has the best prices on Bluetooth speakers. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, whenever it comes to the Olympics, it's always fun to see Snoop Dogg involved whenever
Sorry.
Rolls around every 4 years.
Sorry, you just said those things like it was a normal thing to say. What do you mean Snoop Dogg in the Olympics?
The last Olympics, Snoop Dogg and
Kevin Hart. Okay, yeah, I remember.
They did like commentary on a few events and like on the opening ceremony. It was really, really funny stuff. Well,
it was like a watch along, right?
Yeah, yeah. They literally watched along with the opening ceremony. They were commentating as it was happening. Very, very funny. If you haven't seen it, watch it. So good. I hope they do it again this year. So far, though, Snoop Dogg, the rapper, has...
compared to Snoopy Dogg.
Just in case there was any confusion. Because he jumped in one of the Olympic trials in America.
Oh, right, because I know that that's all going on at the moment.
Yeah, so every country is obviously trying to whittle down who they're actually going to be sending to Paris for the Olympics in a few weeks' time.
I mean, it's so wild that the teams aren't organised.
Right, that you could be training for like the last 4 years and only now get cut from the team.
I mean, like now get onto the team, but yeah. I guess, yeah, you could be super...
Isn't that bleak? Well
geez, thanks, Jess.
Snoop was competing in the 200-meter exhibition race.
Exhibition race?
Yeah, well, they were doing a race to see
who was
going to go into the 200-meter race to represent America.
How did he go in his heat?
Well, he finished third in his heat with a time of 34.44 seconds.
200 meters, 34 seconds.
That's not bad. He's in his 50s.
Do you think you and I, next week, could... beat Snoop
Dogg. See if we can beat Snoop.
200 meter time.
Well, because what's the 200 meter record?
It's like 19 seconds, mate.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to beat.
He's
19
off the
seconds.
Pace. He's off the pace.
That's Usain Bolt holds the record currently. 19 seconds. 33 seconds, I think, is doable. I reckon I could do that in 33 seconds.
You think you're faster than Snoop Dogg?
Do you think you're faster? I'm 100%
faster than Snoop Dogg.
I reckon let's test this out.
I genuinely want to do this.
Let's.
Okay.
There's got to be like a little athletics track somewhere down here.
If you have a 200 meter track for us, get involved. Maybe we could like get Snoop Dogg in a video. We can superimpose his body doing the race so that it looks like we're all three of us are racing one
like
another.
Like he's the rabbit that we're all chasing around the track.
I like it. Yeah, genuinely, let's do this next week.
That'd 33 seconds is the time to beat.
Yep. Oh man, I'll smash that. I mean, he is like 60, but I should beat him.
The commentary on it is absolutely perfect. If you want to see the video for yourself, head to krock.com.au. It's where you'll find everything that's trending right now.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I'm not a smart man.
Brilliant. Finish it there.
Like,
Tim and Jess on KROQ.
See you tomorrow. I wouldn't consider myself book smart.
Sure.
School wasn't really for me. Looking back, I really...
You're
wish...
very street smart,
oh,
I would
yeah.
say.
I'm from the streets. That's why I'm so street smart.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's how I get by. But like as you get older, it's all, like, you isn't it frustrating when you're like, we're in our early 30s. And that life experience thing everyone always talked about when you were getting your first jobs as a teenager, you're like, I've got life experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had school holidays. Like, I know what it's like to be an adult. And as you get older, you just get more and more life experience. And you learn things, especially in pop culture. You're either on it or you're off it.
Sure.
And I've felt very off it lately. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're on top of
it? I feel like I'm on top of the pop culture. I think because if it happens on TikTok, I know about it.
Okay.
Whereas I feel like there's certain celebrities that only mums know about, and I feel like...
What?
Do you know what I mean? Like if your mum knows a celebrity, that means they're a big celebrity.
So it's like, well, I imagine that's like a Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's like a Jennifer Lopez.
A Pink.
Yeah. They had to be famous
Taylor
for
Swift.
Quite a long time. Yeah. Well, it's funny you say Taylor Swift. I want to talk about Taylor Swift. So she's doing her Eras tour. Obviously, she was here in Victoria, played three shows up the highway at the MCG at the start of this year. Her Eras tour is currently, I think, in like London.
It's London, yeah.
London right now. I think
she's heading over to Ireland?
Doesn't matter
sure.
for what I want to talk about, but thanks for the update. I'll put it on. I'll get my little piece of string out and I'll do my map around the globe. But what I want to talk about is one of the celebrity guests, one of the many celebrity guests that was inside her like VIP tent.
So she has a VIP tent at pretty much every one of her shows. And usually it's like, you know, her close family and friends.
Yeah.
For whatever reason in the UK, her London shows was just like a who's who of like big celebrities.
So in a video I saw like her partner, Travis Kelce,
yep.
Mila Kunis, Tom Cruise, Sam Neill, which I don't know why, like as Australia's own. I was like, good on you, Sam, get out there.
He's made it.
Chris Martin from Coldplay and Hugh Grant.
Yep.
And Hugh Grant is who I want to talk about. So he was there with his family, I believe. And like you were there at the start of this year. It goes for like 3.5 hours, right? So Hugh Grant went out on X.
I love that you've gone from Grant to Grant.
Well, I realise that he's English. So it's Grant.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant was on X, formerly known as Twitter, and because he was in the VIP tent, he said, "Dear Taylor Swift, you have an incredible show, an amazing and very hospitable team, an excellent if gigantic boyfriend. hashtag tequila shots. Thanks so much from one aging London boy, wife, and thrilled eight-year-old. So he was
amazing.
Like, hey, me and my family, we had an absolute ball. Taylor Swift responded to his tweet. I need either you or your internet to answer me this question. Because I could have just researched this, could have just Googled it, but I thought, I want to know if you know this or if I'm completely out of the loop. Taylor Swift said, as a longtime Hugh Grant stan, this tweet is very important to my culture.
Right. You don't know what a stan is.
What is a stan? I know that it is loosely based off a fan.
Yeah, I believe it's like a super fan. Like,
but what,
when you stan someone.
What's the st?
I think it's like, I don't actually know what it stands for. I just know that, like, you stan someone, you like obsessed with them.
Right.
Right?
Because I think I got stan confused with ship. Like when you, because you used to ship people, right?
Yeah, yeah. That I think that was ship like a, is like a couple.
So it'd be like, oh, I really ship Tim and Jess.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be listening. Ship. Stop shipping us. But so it's Stan. Is that a neck? Like, is there something that Stan has come from?
Stan.
Like friend
refers to an extremely or excessive enthusiastic and devoted fan. The slang rose from an Eminem song, apparently.
Oh, it's the song Stan.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Where a fan's talking. It's like the song is like the fan talking to him and writing to him.
Right. Okay.
So, because it's like, oh, now that makes so much
sense. So if you're a stan, you're like a super devoted fan.
That person was obsessed with Eminem in that song.
Yeah. And so Taylor Swift is obsessed with Hugh Grant.
Right. Okay. Because I thought, I was like, maybe it's short for like friend
of stan. Today's usage is more along the lines of unreasonable obsession, but not necessarily a crazed stalker.
This
website says.
So she is obsessed with Hugh Grant. Taylor Swift is.
Huge fan.
Huge stan.
Yeah.
Because I've just tried to say a couple of times, I thought it might have been short for like friend of stan or something like that, where it's like a shortening of word. Like, what's stan coming from?
Yeah, no, apparently it's like from that Eminem song. Okay. So there you go. Right. The more you know.
We're all learning. I'm back in the game. This is
Tim and Jess. Tim, there's a new form of meditation that's going viral at the moment.
Thank you for doing the fingers by the sides.
That was
there.
Just for you.
There we go. I feel like it was out there. I feel like the namaste was out there. Thank you very much.
People are calling it raw dogging travel.
Sorry. I feel like I misheard you. It sounds like I heard raw dogging travel.
Yes. What do you think this meditation could be?
Raw dogging
travel. Mm-hmm.
Meditation. Naked meditating?
No.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. I have an understanding of
essentially, it seems like it's mainly skewed towards men using their time traveling, whether it be on a plane, a bus, a train, and raw dogging the travel. So no entertainment, no form of entertainment, no podcasting, no movies on the screen in front of on the plane, just literally sitting in their seat for however long it may be, whether it's an hour or some are bragging even up to 13 hours on a flight, raw dogging that travel.
I think this is called being a human before the mid-2000s. because we used to go for like a family holiday to southern New South Wales. We would drive there every year and like no technology for most of it until we got a little bit older. Then I got a Discman. Whoa, crazy,
stunning,
man. But that's it's just called looking out the window. Because
even
you've
then, you've only got like the same 10 songs on repeat.
And I got vertigo. I couldn't read books when I was
in
the car because I used to get sick. So I wasn't about that. And I think that has transitioned. Now that we're all addicted to our phones and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I caught the bus to Warrnambool a few weeks ago from Geelong because the trains weren't running. And
you raw dog that?
Well, it's because normally when I'm driving to Warrnambool, I'm driving, so I'm looking ahead of me. So I was I will get to look actually what's on the side of the road.
But still no like form of podcasting. You weren't listening
not
to the
radio.
Not
the whole way. No. Like,
right.
I think there was an Essendon game on, so I was listening to that on the
radio. Because I used to think my husband was insane for this. Like, we've been up to, his family lives in Queensland, so we get on flights all the time up to Queensland. But even to recently, our trip to Europe, he didn't listen to any music, wasn't listening to any podcasts, didn't watch hardly any movies, like maybe watch one movie the whole flight that we were there. I just thought he was insane. Turns out he's been meditating.
You also watch Friends on the toilet.
Yeah.
So let's not, let's just qualify.
And the Gilmore Girls, all right? It's not exclusively Friends.
You are streaming on the loo.
I have to have something on constantly. Like, constantly to distract me. I can't have any sort of silence.
Why not?
It's just too much for me. Even lately, I've been studying because, you know, I've been doing my celebrant course and I have to have something on in the background.
Why?
Because otherwise I can't concentrate. I can't read what's on the page if it's too silent. I used to really struggle doing exams at school because the room would be so quiet. I used to be so excited when someone would start coughing in the back. It'd be a bit of noise.
Like, can someone just sing? Just sing in the background when you finish.
Even just a little bit of white noise. Give me something, you just know?
The person behind you.
I could not raw dog a flight.
I know. You can't raw dog.
I could maybe do just, the. I could raw dog a V-line. I couldn't do a flight.
You couldn't raw dog a poo.
Okay.
What are you talking about raw dogging a V-line?
I could.
You couldn't meditating is something that I don't think you can find. I've never found, like, when I've tried to do meditation, I've never, like, you know how people, like, find the groove?
Yeah.
Never found the groove. Because I'm always thinking about finding the groove.
I did 1 hour in a flotation tank and I couldn't hack it. I was going mental.
Couldn't
by the
hack
end.
It. It's not like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, Jess.
I kept getting out of the little pod to check the time. I'm like, oh, great. Only 4 minutes have passed. Excellent. What am I supposed to do here for the next 45?
I think you should see your psych again. I think we're getting to that point. I don't want to tell you what to do, but like, listen, we'll just, even if we just say, like, if you're a psychologist listening to the show and you feel like there's some things you would like to talk to Jess about,
hit me up.
Feel free to call through.
Yeah.
And you can just raw dog a therapy session to see if you can get through it.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.